And I want to read just a little bit, and we're going to let you go home. It's in, of all places, the book of Revelation, and I don't want to scare you. And I just want to say a couple of things, and we're going to go, okay? I'll have to find my glasses, whatever I've done with them. I don't know what I've done with them. 17th chapter. We're going to not go very long. In our Bibles, it'll be on page 1910. Gonna read two verses. All I'm gonna read. Okay, then we're gonna go home. Everybody got their places? And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will shew unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Now you wonder who that is. Now we go over to the 15th one in that same chapter. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Who are they? Are we part of it? Is the earth the very earth? The very earth. Read it again. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Shouldn't be. It's the very earth we live in. All these nations that we live in. It's what it is. A whore is what? It's not a wife.
The bond woman.
The bond woman. The whole earth, people, is full of wicked people, Brother Brian. From every nation, from every tongue, from everywhere you go, what does the earth seem like it's sitting upon? Seem like it's sitting on water, doesn't it? Like it's sitting on water. I have studied the 17th chapter, from the 17th chapter and the 19th chapter, studied it for hours today. Hours. And that's just one thing I wanted to tell you about. Now, there's people that are read the Bible and try to answer their own questions, Brother Junior.
Yeah.
The Bible will prove itself. The Bible will answer its own questions if you will seek it out. Now, I don't mean to get above your heads or anything like that, but most of the time we don't stay much in Revelations. But there's a lot in there. And most people are looking for it to come to pass. And if I told you that, well, we'll not get too far here, but if I told you that back under the law, Brother Fred, they were looking for this to come to pass, but now that it already has. Brother Junior told you about the end, didn't you, Brother Junior? If they look in Revelations looking for it to come to pass, my opinion, they're wasting their time. Because it has already happened. Keep that in mind. It happened. They were warning the people under the law, Sister Betty, that these things were going to happen. And they have already happened, Brother Fred. And they... See? Things that you think. The Bible answers its own questions. But what about you? Are you trying to answer your own questions? You can't do it, Brother Kenny. The answer is in this right here. The answer is in here if you look for it. May God bless you, keep you, take care of you. I hope you got something out of that. Just that little bitty thing. And don't be afraid of the book of Revelation, but read it with an open mind. And there's things in there, yes, Brother Brian, we talked about that we still don't know the answer to. I don't. We don't know the answer to. But don't fear. Don't fear. God will always let you know. God will always let you know. But then I always go back to that, Brother Junior. Where there's much knowledge, what is there? There's much sorrow. And where there's little known, there's what? Little required. But I ain't giving you members a reason or excuse not to read now. I'm not telling you that. I want you to read and I want you to study. Because if you don't read and study, you wouldn't know whether we're preaching truth or not.
Right.
Will you, Brother Fred?
That's exactly right.
May God bless you. I love you. And I've not got over this weekend yet, but and I don't want to get over it. People say, well, I ain't got over this. And I never did understand this about growing up. Brother Fred, when he started having a good meeting, shouting, they wanted to sing them down and quit. I never did understand. Go on. I never did understand that, Brother Junior. Let's quit now. They're just having a good time. Let's call it off.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Why? Just keep on going as long as the Spirit's there. Because I'll guarantee you this body will have to come down sooner or later. It'll come down. I promise you it will. But when the shouting's going on, let them shout on. When the singing's going on, let them sing on. And when they're preaching, let them preach on. Brother Hurley told me, he said, Brother Terry, you might as well quit preaching when they get the smell of chicken because they've quit. It was the truth. They all walked off and left me. But I was still preaching. It's the truth, Brother Jimmy.
It's a fact.
It's a fact. When the smell of chicken began to come upstairs from downstairs, I was still preaching, but the crowd was gone. No, I'm talking about that little Murray one day. I preached. We had a good service, and we were preaching. Brother Hurley, we all kid each other and have a good time. He said, Brother Terry, you might as well quit. Said, when he gets the smell of chicken, you've lost your crowd. And so we... It's that way everywhere. I love you all. Thank you. They sang by long.
want to thank the people for 100 and